track 7 and some more news stories. A historic garden near Ipplepen will open its gates to the public this month, raising funds for charity while offering visitors the chance to explore a unique piece of local heritage. The Italian garden at Great Ambrook will open on August the 22nd in support of ELM Wildlife, with visitors invited to discover the gardens at their own pace. Created in 1912 for Arthur Smith Graham, the garden features a collection of unusual structures, including a long pergola, summit observatory, and plunge pools. Refreshments, homemade cakes, and a plant stall will be available on the day. The garden will be open from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Great Ambrook in Ipplepen. Admission costs will be £6 for adults and £1 for children, with well-behaved dogs on leads welcome. No booking is required.
Charity launches search for rescue pet stars. Rescue pet owners are being invited to submit photographs of their animals for a chance to feature in Animals Distress Wall Calendar. The charity, whose rescue centre is based at Ipplepen near Newton Abbot, is calling for images of rescue pets of any species from any rescue organisation across the UK. To take part, entrants must submit clear, high-resolution landscape photographs of at least 1 MB in size. Images must be original and unedited, and entrants must either have taken the photograph themselves or have permission from the photographer. Each entry should also include the name of the animal featured. The deadline for submissions is July the 15th.
Pupils demand clean water from company. Young campaigners at a Kingstainton school are calling for action to protect rivers and beaches, and demonstrating that age is no barrier to campaigning, the Year 3 pupils at St Michael's Primary School have written to the Chief Executive Officer of South West Water, demanding their local river and nearby beaches are regularly tested and kept healthy for bathing. The children were inspired by what they have learned in school to become passionate advocates for clean water and taking direct action to help protect the area's rivers and beaches. Their carefully constructed letters were sent to Keith Hazlett, Chief Executive Officer of South West Water, who they also invited to visit the school, help them understand why local water has become polluted, what challenges South West Water faces in improving water quality, and what is being done to protect rivers and coastline. A spokesperson for St Michael's Primary School said, "Our Year 3 pupils have shown remarkable curiosity, compassion and determination throughout this project. They have made meaningful links between religious education, geography and English, while developing a strong sense of environmental responsibility and citizenship. They understand that caring for creation means caring for people too, and they have used their learning to speak up for the future of their community. We are incredibly proud of the thoughtful, respectful and persuasive way they have engaged with this important issue." The project began in religious education, where the children explored how both religious and non-religious people show respect and care for water. In geography, the children learned about rivers, the water cycle, and the importance of clean waterways for people, wildlife, and local communities. They investigated the environmental challenges affecting Devon's rivers and coastal waters and discussed how polluted rivers and beaches can have far-reaching consequences. The pupils recognised that clean beaches and safe bathing waters are essential to the success of the local tourism industry in Tynmouth and Dawlish. They reflected on how many local families, including some of their own, rely on tourism and hospitality for their livelihoods. The project reflects St Michael's Primary School's commitment to empowering children to become active citizens who understand both their rights and their responsibilities. By connecting classroom learning with real-world issues, the pupils demonstrated that young people can engage thoughtfully with important environmental challenges and inspire positive change in their community.
Firefighters from across South Devon were called to a woodland fire near Chudley after multiple reports of smoke in the early hours of Saturday morning. Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service received several calls shortly after 5 a.m. on July the 11th, prompting the mobilisation of a crew from Bovey Tracy. On arrival, firefighters discovered several separate seats of fire deep within the woodland. With access made difficult by the terrain, further resources were requested as crews worked to prevent the blaze from spreading. The incident eventually involved firefighters from 11 stations, including Bovey Tracy, Dawlish, Moreton Hampstead and Tynmouth. Crews used hose reel jets and beaters to bring the fire under control. The cause of the fire has not been confirmed.
New NHS app will offer patients better control. Patients across Devon can now access their hospital and specialist community care information more easily. This is thanks to a new secure connection between the NHS app and MyCare. The development allows patients to use their existing NHS app login details to access MyCare, the online service that provides detailed information about hospital appointments, specialist care and health records through a mobile device or computer. The NHS app already allows patients to manage aspects of their GP care, including repeat prescriptions, vaccinations and NHS 111 online services. By linking the two platforms, patients will now have a simpler way to view and manage more of their healthcare information in one place. There are two ways now patients can access MyCare using their NHS login. The changes follow the introduction of the Devon-wide electronic patient record, which means patients receiving care from the Royal Devon University Healthcare NHS Foundation Trust can now benefit from the new features. Integrating MyCare with the NHS app has been a key request from patients. The MyCare team has worked alongside software provider Epic and the NHS England to create a secure link between the two systems, making it easier for people to keep track of their healthcare.
Artist's First Time Show aims to spread kindness. An artist who hopes to inspire kindness and compassion through her work is exhibiting for the first time in Tynmouth. Karen Barrett's work is on show at the TAAG Summer Open Exhibition, open until Friday, July 24th. She said, "This exhibition is about far more than displaying my artwork. It is an opportunity to demonstrate how creativity can bring people together, offer reassurance, promote well-being and encourage acts of kindness." Karen will be donating any proceeds from the sale of her artwork to Bowel Cancer UK. Karen, already a children's author, says her dream is to make public art for charities such as the Mental Health Foundation.